Okay, we are up to page Pei Gimel, Os Tes, Piskat Tes. Yesterday we learned something beautiful. Let's keep learning beautiful things. Tzarech kol ha'adam. Every person needs to lishtadel yonik mitzinur ha'miyuchadi yinukasa aruchanis. Everybody has to draw from their own uniqueness. Rak lefamim tov listagel ha'masha enim mukshar kol kach. Don't know what he's talking about. Let's see on the bottom. So what he's saying over here, just to read the words again. Sometimes I should do something, even though I don't feel connected to it, or I don't feel drawn to it. Because ulai yesh botzin or sasim, because it could be sometimes there's a closed pipe, right? Ayidei sibo studios, that is for external reasons. Somebody treated me wrong, somebody abused me, etc. The yiftach ayidei stagos. But if I do it, if I become accustomed to it, it will open up, right? So not always do I say, oh, do what's natural to you. No, sometimes there's blockages, and it may really be natural, but there might be a blockage. So I should do something. Sometimes I do a mitzvah, right? I do an action in order to break open that blockage, okay? Because all along he's always been saying, bring out who you are. Focus on who you are. And if something is not who you are, don't pursue it. But now he's saying, no. Sometimes even something that doesn't feel like it's who you are, it doesn't mean that's not who you are. It might just be a particular blockage or something that's stopping you from expressing who you are. Make sense? And therefore, sometimes it causes. He doesn't say when, right? Which is, you know, what he leaves the work to us. But like, there's mitzvos that we have to do. Done. Period. Right? And that's what he's really saying. Not what he's saying over here, but every Jew is naturally drawn to every mitzvah. And it's just sometimes I don't connect to it. But it doesn't mean that you're not connected because it's not who you are. But it's because of a certain blockage. It could be that when I was 5 years old, I saw a person doing this mitzvah, and they were a very person who I lost respect for, right? So it's like, it could be there's a certain blockage in me that's not necessarily really a natural a thing, okay? Good? Let's do one more. Yud. Haneshama motza es mosifa kocha ves magrare kocha mitoch hagushosa atzmis. The neshama itself, the soul itself, knows what gives it more strength and what takes away more strength. Lefamim nechta ma'od im nisamer berucha atzili shalanu lachbid alav limudim v'tziurim. Sometimes nisamer beruach atzili shalanu lachbid alav limudim v'tziurim shei mitzad atzim tov v'kedoshim aveinam homin lematzava ba'os hasha. Very poetic. Let's do that one more time. The soul, haneshama, motza es mosifa kochach ves migare kocha mitoch hagashos ha'atzmis. A person with a lot of introspection can really see the things that add to his life, add to his soul, and negate his soul. Lefamim nechta ma'od. Sometimes we will miss or we will sin ma'od. We will miss the mark. Sometimes if we learn too much, if we get too heavy and too Kabbalistic, let's say, and too deep, that by itself it's right and it's good, but it doesn't fit for the time because I'm tired, right? Or if I'm just, right now I need to be practical, I can't think so lofty, it's going to be too heavy for me. And therefore we constantly have to lahavchin, to differentiate. Sometimes it's not appropriate for me to learn heavy things, and vice versa. Laharik al yado l'shadei chayim b'toch nafshenu ha'kimeya. Right? So sometimes, if anything, I should not learn something so deep and something so heavy, because I need to get rid, or I need to activate some other parts of my body that's not so heady. Does that make sense? Yeah, I mean, he's basically saying not always should a person learn halacha. Not always should a person learn agada. Not always should a person learn the deep stuff, and not always should a person learn the practical stuff. There's a balance. Sometimes a person is not in the place to learn the deep stuff, right? So we learn it every morning because we're right after davening, so we're inspired. But sometimes a person's soul is not prepared for that. A person's body maybe is not prepared for that, and they have to learn something that's a little bit more practical and more expressive, right? Make sense? You see that?
I'll get the last sentence here. Harik,
how you
empty?
That sometimes in those specific times,
what's
Lishtei Chaim? Is like the moisture of life. Sometimes you have to recognize where you are. You have to quench a certain thirst. So it's not always that I can never, I said this in the past, that Rav Kook once saw like a bunch of people in his yeshiva learning Maharal, like by Maharal, which is like a deep philosopher, and when they're learning this during second Seder, in the afternoon Seder, when people were learning Gemara usually, they're learning Bikiyas, they're learning a little bit faster, a little more practical, and he went over to them, he said, if a person drinks wine all day, they're going to get sick. The point is to eat bread and to drink wine. Halacha is compared to bread because it sustains you. Wine, agada, or deep philosophy is compared to wine because it enhances us. So it makes me enjoy the practical a little bit more. But if I only have wine without eating bread, I'm going to get sick. My stomach's going to hurt. So I do notice by myself also, if I'm learning too much of these kind of books without learning something practical, without being halachic as well, I get a little bit of a headache. Like I get a little bit, I'm not in this world and therefore I feel very unsettled. So he's saying that you can't just focus on one part of your soul. Sometimes in different times of my life or different times in my day, I have to learn different things to match the disposition of the soul. So that's what he's saying right now. To be continued tomorrow.